Lord God, we didn't get everything completed, but we got something completed. But we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for 2018 that is coming, Lord God, and we're looking higher. We're looking farther. We're looking better. We're looking great. We're even expecting. We're expecting 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have given the under-shepherd, Lord God, that he's going to bring. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we love you. We need you. We're dependent on you. We're counting on you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Lord God, we have grown and matured that we don't even want to do anything without you. That is maturity. That is growth in you when we do not want to do nothing without God. So my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my Rock, my Will, my All in All, my everything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shahem, El Shaddai. Lord God, whatever you do in 2018, don't do it without us, Lord God. We pray and ask and thank you for being the God of another chance. You have given us another chance. You woke us up this morning with brand new mercy. Your word said with benefits, deliverance, healing, salvation. Lord God, we pray if anybody here that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that you would draw them right now, Holy Spirit. You say, how can they come without you drawing? Draw them, Holy Spirit. Lead them, touch them. Don't let them go any further without you. Don't let them leave out this building without asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you and we love you for the doors of the house being open in your name. A preach and teach word. A preach and teach word that you have given us, Lord God. Strength. Divine strength, active divine strength. Your words say our youth is renewed, our soul is restored. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. So many benefits, so many benefits. Lord God, we will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to lead souls to Christ. Your word says, he that leads souls, that when his souls are wise. We pray and ask and thank you for fresh wisdom this day, this year, fresh anointing, your super on our natural. We thank you for every family that's represented here today. We thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we love you. And we owe it all to you, for your word said we can do nothing without you. Nothing can we do without you. We thank you for a heartbeat, a heartbeat. Lord, thank you. The songwriter said, if I had a million tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. For how good as you have been to us, your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we thank you and love you. We ask these and all of the special blessings and prayer in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor. And we're going to see you at the top.
Amen, somebody.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
So Jesus now is taking the disciples, he's taking them to another level. Now, as he takes them to another level, watch this, what he says. He says, I'm taking you to another. Look at verse 5. He says, now, Father, look at verse 5. Come on, Derek. Look at verse 5. Because in verse 5, you will notice that this prayer is in Matthew chapter 6. You will find, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We have named that to be the Lord's Prayer. But in all actuality, Jesus was teaching the people how to pray. You see, they had come to Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, and they said, Jesus, we want to know how to pray. We want to know that connection. But many scholars have said this is actually the Lord's Prayer. He says, oh, now, Father, I need you to glorify me with your own self. In other words, I want everybody to know that just as you are God, I am also. Watch this. But he says, when you are covered by the blood, because now he's got the disciples and he's taken them to another level, because in just a few days, he will be in Jerusalem going to Calvary. And so he says, I need to prepare you. I need to first get your mind right. In order for you to go to the next level, your mind has to be right. Y'all gonna talk back to me today? See, if your mind is still down here, then you can't live up here. I was listening to a preacher the other day. The preacher said, the reason why we've been losing so many fights is because we've been fighting a head fight with our heart. How you feel. You know, you can't fight a fight with this, with how you feel on the inside. The devil don't care about how you feel, because the devil has no compassion. He doesn't care. He says, listen, the only way you gonna, when he went to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, he didn't say, well, Jesus, I need to talk to you about how you feel. He did, but Jesus said, I'm not gonna fight you with how I feel because I'm hungry. He said, I'm gonna fight you with what I know. You see, you don't fight. The reason why we lose so many spiritual fights is because we are fighting a spiritual fight with our heart. You got to fight the spiritual fight with your head. Your mind has to be right. Your mind has to be transformed. Your mind has to know that there is a God somewhere. Your mind has to know that there is no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. You see, when stuff starts coming up against you, you can't be, well, I don't know how. I just feel like things are just happening to me. That's where you're going to lose your fight right there. But when you start saying, my God shall supply. What am I doing acting like this? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And so he was preparing their minds through prayer. Now watch this. Now as he, what are we talking about? He said covered by Christ. He was covering them. He was saying, listen here. First of all, if you know that you are covered by Christ, are you being covered by Christ? Look in verse 6, because in verse 6, he's going to tell you, you are covered by Christ because your calling is not common. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, your calling is not even common. You don't even have a common calling. Because Jesus says, listen, you gave them to me. God gave Jesus these disciples. These disciples were handpicked. You need to know today, your calling is not common. That's why you can't do common things. That's why you can't act common. That's why you can't dress common. That's why I know what I'm talking to. Preach to yourself then, Reverend Turner. That's why we have been hanging around too much common stuff. Your calling is not even common. And many of us do not understand that when our calling is not, Jesus said, watch this. Jesus says, can't nobody come to me on their own. They have to be driven, they have to be compelled to come to me by the Holy Spirit. In chapter 16, in the chapter previous to this, Jesus had already said, I'm leaving, but I'm giving you a comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you, he will comfort you, and he will guide you. Am I talking to myself today? Watch this. He says, after he's come, he is the one that shall lead. Now, in your calling is not common. That's why the things that are happening to you are uncommon. That's why the battles just keep on coming. One, he'll give you a little rest, and then another one shall come, and then another one. Now, this is where you ought to have a Sunday shout, because you ought to be shouting because you got favor with God enough. You see, the devil sees something that you don't even see in yourself. He sees your anointing. Your calling is not comfort. It's not common. You're covered by Christ. You are covered. Christ says, listen, here's what I want you to leave this Sunday. Here's what I want you to leave here understanding. Nothing, God is not going to allow you to fall. You will not fall. You will not fall. Even if you fall, the Bible says that a good man will get up. Although he falls seven times, Watch this. You are covered by Christ. Now, I wonder what Christ was saying. Christ was saying, wherever you go, I've got my eyes on you. Whatever you go through, Christ is saying, I have my eyes on you. Watch this. Secondly of all, not only is your, when you are covered by Christ, not only is your calling not common, nextly of all, you have to know that you are covered in your crisis. You are covered even in your crisis. Now, watch this. God is not going to take every crisis away from you. But watch this. Here's what you have to know, that you are covered even in the midst of your crisis. Because the Bible says in Psalm 91 that when I was taken by the snare of the devil, he comes and delivers us. He's going to come and rescue you. He's going to make sure that the devil don't take you out, that your crisis, you are covered in that crisis. That's why you ought to, let me tell you, here's where you can shout in the middle of your crisis, because in the middle of your crisis, you are still covered. God does not take his insurance policy away just because your crisis is so bad. You are covered even in the midst of that crisis. Here's where you ought to shout at right along there and say, listen, no matter what happens, I'm still a child of God and I'm going to come out of this thing. How many of you know that you're going to come out? No matter what happened, no matter how it happened, no matter how bad that it get, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're going to come out. God's going to bring you out. You coming out of this thing, no matter what it may be. And this is not to say that everybody is in a bad situation, but I came here to tell you that you are headed for a crisis if you are not in one. You are not exempt from crisis. And if anybody tell you that everything, every day is hunky-dory when you are a Christian, that's not true. There are some challenges some days. There are some hills to climb some days. There are some mountains that we have to climb some days. I'm talking about some days are a little bit harder than the next. But know it all when you go through it that you are covered in the midst of that crisis. When you get in the midst of it, you might not be in it now, but when you get in the midst of it, God, because God is not going to take it all away. Jesus says, I'm not going to take Calvary from y'all. I'm not going to take temptations away. I'm not going to take some pain, some hurt, because Paul went to him and Paul said, listen, I sought the Lord to take away this thorn, whatever it was. He said, three times I went to him and Jesus gave me an answer that I didn't expect. He said, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Well, you are weak. He says, I'm strong. Are you with me yet? God will not take away everything, every situation, every crisis, every temptation, every pain, every hurt, every sickness. He's not going to take it all away. There are some things he's going to let you live in, but he's always going to get you to understand through it all. Somebody ought to shout right there, through it all, I still was covered even in the midst of our mess. Y'all gonna talk back to me today? Even in the midst of your mess, there are some parts of your testimony that when you give it, you've edited it. You didn't get it yet. You've taken some parts out because there's some stuff that you don't even want to talk about anymore yourself because it was so bad. Are you with me yet? That's why some folk just go to doing this. It's because they start to think about what it was that God had brought them through, but they don't want to tell nobody. But they said, Lord, I can't tell them this. When folk give you testimony, they ain't going to tell you all of it. There's some stuff that we ain't going to tell nobody. We just going to thank God. Talk back to me. I'm talking to the holiest in now. We just going to thank God in the middle of it. Have you ever laid in the back of your head and said, Lord, I thank you. They don't know about it. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I ain't going to tell about it. Lord, I thank you. But through it all, we were covered in the midst of our crisis. Let me tell you why, because your calling was not common. You didn't call yourself. Where you are right now, your calling was not. Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, got you to him. He knew who he was picking. He knew who he was choosing. He knew who he was bringing out of that house of ill repute. He knew who he was bringing through all of those many dangers and toils and snares. He knew it. He knew that I didn't have sense enough when I was in the military to obey everything the people told me. He knew it. He knew it. It was some places in the military that I wasn't supposed to be, and I could have gotten an AWOL. He knew how to get me back there and sneak me back in the barracks before the people even knew out. He knew it. Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all been some places that you wasn't supposed to be at a time that you wasn't supposed to be there. And your God brought you through it and got you where you supposed to be. And some folk never knew you were gone. I know they're looking at me like, well, I don't even know what the pastor's talking about. Yes, you do. You knew that it was some things that you had not done. Through your mess, through the trials, through the tribulation, there was some stuff, there was some time that you almost gave up. You was about to lose your mind. Your calling, those things were happening to you in such a magnitude because your calling was not common. Now you're beginning to see, why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through that miscarriage? Why did I have to go through that almost killing? Why was I saved and somebody else was hurt in the car accident? Why These people hurt me in the way that they hurt me. It's because, why is it that it seems like everybody else's life seems to be going all right? Why does she get a husband and I don't? Why is it that he gets a wife and I don't? What is it about me? Why do these things keep happening to me? It's because your calling is not common. You see, God gonna deliver you in an uncommon way. I wish I had some believers. God is showing you that you covered in your crisis. So when you come out of it, you'll be able to say, you know what? Nobody but God. You look back at it and say, I know that was the Lord that helped me through. Are you with me yet? I know the Lord made a way out of no way. See, you can't sing that until you've been through it. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? You can sing it now. I know the Lord will make a way. I stepped in the furnace. Chill. Some people, there are some songs you should not sing because you haven't allowed the Lord to take you there. You schemed and played your way out of everything, but there are some storms that you've been through. There are some people here that know what I'm talking about. I can sing the song now because not only do I know the song, but I know the shepherd. Now, some folk can sing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But then there's a joker that can get up there and sing, the Lord, I don't need no mic, is my shepherd. I don't need no praise team, the Lord. Your calling is not, he comforts, he told the disciples, he said, listen, through all of it, you are God's child. You are mine. And he reminds them who they are. He says, every now and then I have to remind you that you're mine. He says, Lord, you gave them to me, and they are mine. And later on, he's going to say, those whom you have given to me in my hand, no one, the devil, can't pluck them out. And I want to assure somebody today that if you're in the Lord's hand, don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah. Devil can't get you out of his hand. Not only is your calling, when you are covered by Christ, not only is your calling not common, not only are you covered in your crisis, but thirdly of all, notice that the comforter will control, are you with me yet? The comforter will control your critics. Yeah. Somebody, that's where you ought to have a Sunday shout at right there. Every time the devil, have you ever noticed that every time that the critics try to hurt you, that God seems to make it backfire? God, dog, I'm going to preach by myself now. It's obvious that I got to preach by myself. Watch this. Just go down and walk through the corridors of your life. Every plot that they've had against you, every critic that has come up against you, every tongue that has risen up against you, it failed. It failed. It failed. It failed. It flopped. It flunked. It failed. Good, when she come to work tomorrow, I bet you she won't get that promotion. I bet you she won't get that promotion. You didn't get it that day. They say, oh yeah, she didn't get the promotion. But the next week, you didn't get the supervisor promotion. You got the executive position. They say, well, I know she ain't qualified for that. She's supposed to got the supervisor. You didn't want her to have that. God wanted her to have the executive. See, if she'd have stayed the supervisor, she'd still been down there with you. But the executive, she got an office now. So when you get ready to bring your little tail in there and you got that foolishness with you, she can close. The supervisor position didn't have your name on it. The door got your name. I wish I had some believers. The supervisor position didn't have your name on it. The door got your name on it. He will control your critics. He'll get you, he'll have your critics. Your critics will say, that joker blessed. Got to be with everything that we've tried against him. Everything that we've done against her. Because in verse 12, Jesus says, listen, I magnified you. He says, while I was with them in the world, he said, I controlled their critics. He says, I kept them, and I kept them in God's name. And you need to know that you are kept in Jesus' name. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you kept. I kept them, and not one of them was lost. And I came here to tell you, I feel like preaching right now. That no matter what anybody might say about you, you are still God's child. Talk back to me if you can. You might not have everything that everybody else has had, but he will control your critics. You might not have all the fine and fancy things, but Jesus said in verse 12, I have kept them, which means that I kept my hand away on their lives so that the enemy can't do you no harm. I wish I had three believers. Now, y'all are going on and get happy with me. You see, no matter what you go through, you are covered by Christ. And if Jesus got your back, then you can walk proudly. You can keep your head up and you can keep your shout going. You can say, God is my all in all. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? You can keep your head up no matter what the haters might say. You can keep your head up no matter what somebody else might say. Jesus, you covered by him. And I want to tell you today, hold your head up because God got big things for you. Hold your head up because God got something even better in store for you. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Is there anybody here that know that you're covered? Look back over your life and see how you were covered. And no matter what happens tomorrow, you know that God had your back. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know that he's got my back. Neighbor, I know that he's got my back. Surely, if he's got my back, he's got your back. He's got your back. He's got your back. Say hallelujah. Tell the world I'm covered by Jesus. Tell everybody I got the best life insurance policy. I'm covered by his blood. If there's anybody here who has never accepted Jesus, I'm through.
Here at Christian Love Baptist Church, would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering.